Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's a revelation about what's going to happen in the next January 6th commission, the hearing that's going to be coming up in the coming week. Supposedly it's set for prime time, which will be great. And Elaine Luria, Congresswoman from Norfolk, Virginia, and Kitzinger from Illinois, the Republican, both terrific people, are going to conduct it. They're both top-notch. Luria, by the way, spent 20 years in the Navy, went to the Naval Academy. She is spent 20 years and became a commander. That was her rank, got out, ran for Congress. Represents the Norfolk, Virginia area. I was stationed in that area, the Navy, for a couple of years, or at least our ship was home ported there. We were gone most of the time deployed, but we were in Little Creek, Virginia, the amphibious base. But the five bases around there, I think, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, there's a repair facility, there's Little Creek, a lot of military around there. They like her. It's a reddish type district, but she can carry it. I have a lot of respect for her. Anyway, this is the one where they're going to do the 187-minute blow-by-blow. Like at minute 55, this is when somebody gets killed. And minute 72, this is when someone gets shot. And, you know, and you're going to see there how Trump is reacting while all of this is unfolding. It's very, very important. However, there will be a mystery witness. It was teased last time by Liz Cheney. She did a good job. And she said, in effect, you know how there's been witness tampering? There are all these mafia type calls. See, some voice will come on the line saying, quote, someone called me to let me know that your deposition is tomorrow. He thinks very highly of you. He knows that you're a good person and will do your duty. Remember that he reads transcripts. That's a mafia call. That's witness tampering. Cassidy Hutchinson got a call like that, and now she's in the witness protection program at government expense with guards in an undisclosed location with her family. That is disgusting, out of fear of what, a former president and his fellow travelers and running dogs? That's what it's come to. But who's this new mystery witness? Well, there's a tease on that. Some info has gotten out. The new mystery witness is somebody who got a call from Trump directly. Now, usually in an organized crime witness tampering, the head guy doesn't make the call. He's not stupid. His voice is not on the recorder. He gets a subordinate or a lackey to do it. In this case, Trump made some of these calls. And it's come out he's made prior calls. One of these things, I know you'll do the right thing, as from Trump himself. The unusual thing about this one that will be disclosed at this hearing, and the initial word is that this is a support staff. In other words, not a highfalutin type, not a senior official, not somebody who would ever get a call from Donald Trump. And she worked for Cassidy Hutchinson, and she or he is going to confirm what Cassidy Hutchinson said. She heard Cassidy Hutchinson have some of the conversations that Cassidy Hutchinson testified to. And it was, imagine this, say you work in an office somewhere and you have a good support person. It could be a secretary. It could be someone working in the mailroom, the print shop. Could be somebody who delivers stuff, a messenger, that kind of thing. Any clerical person, medical records. And suddenly, they get a call from the CEO of the company. Think about that. The CEO of the company, the owner of the company, who says, I hear you're having your deposition taken tomorrow. I know you'll do the right thing. In this case, we're going to find out whether she took the call or he took the call or was so scared that they let it go to voicemail and then just told their lawyer. I do not know. And this, by the way, is just advance word that has leaked out. So it's important. Be sure to listen in, because I think it will be prime time, the next January 6th commission. I think it's the 8th one. And you're going to have Elaine Luria and Adam Kinzinger wrap it up. You're going to do a great job. But I am really waiting to listen to this person's testimony on two respects. What is it she heard of conversations that Cassidy Hutchinson was participating in to confirm her testimony? And secondly, since it's support staff, you know, that's a lower level position, how did she feel when she got a call from the big guy? The big guy, the owner, the CEO. How did she feel about that? Was she scared? He scared? What did you do? This is going to be a fascinating, fascinating testimony in the upcoming hearing. I'll tell you what, I want to address this right now. This is Trump we're talking about. But there is a phenomenon that has been going on in the Democratic Party that I strongly disagree with. I want to draw the line against it. There have been people now in the Democratic Party who are attacking Joe Biden in the Democratic Party. You've always had the conspiracy theorists, the lowlife, the seditious faction, the Cruises, Marco Rubio's, Hawley. You have people like Cotton, Senator, Tucker Carlson, people of that ilk, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matthew Gaetz, Gosar Biggs, Lauren Boebert. They all attack Joe Biden, stab him in the back. Wartime president, doing a great job. But now you're starting to see sniping from idiots in the Democratic Party. And they go, well, yeah, we weren't for Joe before. Okay, he won. Yeah, he won. He was the only one who could have won. Now he's in, and you know, there's inflation. They pick up all the Republican themes. So let's get somebody new. And they start the drumbeat. And to some extent, the newspapers go along with this. I'm gonna lay a line in the sand right now. I'm gonna lay a marker right now. Joe Biden is a premier president, a world-class president, one of the best we've had in a long, long time. Nobody else could have beaten Donald Trump in 2020, and nobody else can beat him in 2024. Take a look at what he's accomplished. In Europe with NATO and then in Ukraine, Trump had so demoralized NATO, claiming that he simply wanted them to spend more on their defense, and that's fine, and they started to do that. But then he said he might pull them out, and he has betrayed us to Putin. He did betray us to Putin in his entire term. As late as February, as the invasion started of Ukraine, Donald Trump said, quote, Putin is a genius. He gets all that real estate for $2 in sanctions, end quote. Crooked Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, said, I admire Vladimir Putin. Tucker Carlson admires Vladimir Putin. These people can't be permitted to come back into power. Trump met with the Russians in the White House, and without Americans present, by the way, and boasted that he had solved the Russia problem because he fired Comey as head of the FBI when he wouldn't discontinue the Russia investigation. He would go to meetings with Putin that nobody was there, and he wouldn't even have his own translator. He'd use Putin's translator. When he did use his own translator, he confiscated their notes and destroyed them. When he was sitting next to Putin in Helsinki at a hearing, at a conference, and a reporter said, the CIA and the FBI say that Putin hacked into the 2016 election. What did he do? Turns to Putin. Putin said, no, he didn't. Trump turns around and said, well, I don't see why he did. I believe him. I don't believe our CIA and FBI. Not only that, Ron Johnson echoed the same thing and went to Moscow, Russia on the 4th of July, 2018, to suck up to the Ruskies. We need Joe Biden back in there. We have the hard infrastructure. It went through. We have the lowest unemployment since 1968. Inflation is on its way down. It's a worldwide phenomenon. But he's mastering it in the United States, where other countries are not. My message to the Democrats, stop stabbing one of the best presidents we've ever had in the back. The Sedition Caucus, the Republican Party, the Fascist Party is already doing that. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.